After walking along an artificial tunnel with 220 steps, we are now in the upper hall. You can see the only natural entrance in the ceiling some 30 meters above you, a sinkhole measuring 6 meters long and 3 meters wide. This is the entry, called an aven, that the first team of potholers, led by the speleologist Robert de Joly, used to enter the cave on 19th of August 1935. They were shown the entry by villagers who called the aven Bertrus. The aven was used as a mass grave and no one wanted to explore it, probably because this vertical access was difficult. It was not occupied by prehistoric humans. It was caused by a fracture known as a diaclase or joint, which allowed water to infiltrate the rock. The Aven d'Ognac is a major subterranean site with a number of interesting aesthetic, geological, speleological, and scientific aspects. The bank under the Aven is called a talus deposit, which is formed by the accumulation of scree falling in from the exterior, stones broken off by frost, soil and leaves brought in by rain, animal remains that fell accidentally or were thrown into the aven. Digging into the talus deposit is like a voyage back in time. On the surface we find bones from domestic animals thrown in by farmers, while lower down there are older bones of animals that no longer exist in our region. Reindeer and buffalo lived here during the last ice age, that is until around 12,000 years ago. During recent digs, we have found fragments of human skulls, which have been dated at 2,000 years before our era. The whole collection was found by Robert de Joly on the 19th of August, 1935. This illustrious French speleologist was the pioneer of modern potholing. In particular, he invented the portable steel cable electron ladder and photophoretic lighting. He had already explored more than 2,000 caves before finding this aven. This first exploration of the aven took 10 hours. 10 hours during which the explorer and his four teammates went from one marvellous sight to another. Now it's your turn to follow in their footsteps and see these marvels for yourself. Tens of thousands of years ago, an enormous stalagmite stood opposite the talus deposit, but it collapsed against the wall because of its weight, estimated at 200 tons. We have dated the center of the stalagmite as at least 350,000 years old. The explorers call this stalagmite the Tower of Pisa.